Nick Mansour is the candidate for the Liberal National Party to take on incumbent Labour MP Graham Perrett in this year's election. Nick, welcome to SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you, Ahmed. It's great to be here.
Nick, one of the first questions that comes to my mind is Moreton is a marginal seat. Do you think Labour has a chance to bounce back on this seat?
Yes, look, it's always an opportunity. It's always a chance. It's always a risk. It's a marginal seat. It's only 1,200 votes out of 100,000 votes in it. So there's always a risk that Labour could bounce back. That's why we have to work very hard and keep on message, keep working hard for the people of Moreton to make sure that they have proper representation.
One of the key things about Moreton is that it's a very culturally diverse electorate. What are your plans to enhance this in terms of multiculturalism?
Well, that's a very good question because Moreton is a very multicultural seat. It's actually the second most multicultural seat in the country. It's the most in Queensland and it's the second most in Australia. We have every ethnic group represented. I'm from an ethnic group myself. I have a Lebanese background and my family migrated to Australia and started with nothing and built up from there. Look, we have to support multiculturalism. This is what this country is built on, and this is what's going to be the strength of this country going forward. And we have to support not only multiculturalism, but those that come to Australia looking for a new beginning, a better life. And this is a land of opportunity. This is a community that will get right behind them and help them. And we have to do everything we can to help them. And that's what I want to do, not only in Parliament, but in the community.
One of the key things and your experience is with education and youth. So I would like to ask you, how would you try to enhance this particular aspect of Australia, particularly with grants related to education and youth?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. One, the Turnbull government has increased the budget, the spending on education year on year. So we are committed to education. We are committed to our youth. Youth unemployment is actually a bit of an issue in Moreton. We have high numbers of youth unemployment and very much a consideration with our multicultural community. I do a lot of work with youth. I do a lot of work with youth in leadership, but also education. I come from a background not in education, but I have a registered training organisation. I think we need to put a greater focus on skills, not only at school, but when people, so adult education when they come out of school as well. And not just through our institutions, but also through training organisations, but working with the community to identify where it is difficult for people to get jobs. It's one thing to give people skills, it's another to help them and ensure that we actually have jobs. And part of that as well is making sure that we have a strong economy and focus on small business, which is where the jobs are actually created. And another thing about Moreton, it has one of the highest proportions of small business in the country. So it's very reliant on local jobs, and we need to support that growth of our small business. We need to support education both through our schools, but also our community and adult education. And we have funds and initiatives available that will actually support that. I'm pushing for a community development fund. I'm pushing for, you know, supporting youth development and education so that they actually can and get skilled to get jobs, but also new migrants, new entrants into Australia, into this community, to give them the skills, to give them the support they need to get the jobs and to have the proper education, including English and, you know, cultural development, so they understand what the Australian market and workplace is all about.
Talking about migrants and cultural diversity, one of the key issues with many migrant communities recently has been the long-stay visa for parents and community-specific aged care facilities in Australia. You know, the need for culturally specific facilities in Australia. What are your views on this?
Oh, I have very strong views on this because that is something that many people in the community are talking to me about. And if you look at the announcement today that came out today by Malcolm Turnbull, you'll see that we have actually enhanced, we have actually looked at that as a consideration. And so people who reside in Australia, there is now an extension on the time that parents, so people bringing their parents over for multiple visit or longer stay visas, So extending that out to 10 years where people can have multi visits into the country without going through, you know, extensive visa applications, it's something that's been on our plans. It's something that we've now announced, and the Turnbull government support that. I strongly support that because many people in the community, obviously, especially in that multicultural community, they have parents that live overseas, but they need that help and support here if you have both parents or heavily working families, because, as I said, many families, many people in Moreton work in small business. They need assistance. They get that assistance through having their parents come and visit, and now they can look at that extended stay and multiple visit extended out, you know, over a 10-year period, so they don't have to keep reapplying for new length stay visas. So that is something the Turnbull government is supporting. That's something I wholeheartedly support. I also worked in aged care, not only in terms of training, aged care and disability care, but I also sat on a board for an aged care provider in Australia. So I know what the growing need and concerns around aged care are, and Moreton also has many retirees, but also those that are in special need or either low or high care. We need to support, and that is a growing industry, that is a growing need, both with our ageing population, but also we need to make sure that we have the adequate healthcare in place, but also the facilities in place that support not only the elderly, but those who need support through aged care and disability.
Mr. Mansour, thank you for your time.
Excellent. No, thank you for the opportunity, and I absolutely look forward to, if I'm given the honour and the privilege to represent the people of this community of Moreton. I talk about communities, not electorates, because electorates have boundaries, but communities don't. And people live in communities. So thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to doing it again.